Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So you'll come out.
That old man needs to be...
I can't believe Tom Brady's like... presiding over some of this, or has any ownership stake?
Ridiculous. State.
Well, he was on the broadcast. I don't remember which game it was, but
he was on my broadcast.
Oh, that's what it
was.
Yeah.
Out in the cold. What did he say about you in my broadcast?
Oh, he can't talk about us.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
He's a minority owner.
Yes, I'm aware. That value's got to be dropping.
He was
bro.
Focused on the game of the decade that we have somehow managed not to discuss. Good, still better. Not our best, right?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the way I would talk about the Bears. You know, there was a moment where I was thinking, okay, run game going well, second half, defense let you down, Caleb turns it over in the end.
Well, yeah.
Packers going to win the Super Bowl, maybe.
You think they're that good?
Man, Jordan Love, when he plays, dude, he has played lights out.
Yeah, because he's not turning it over as much lately.
He did have that one horrible throw in that one early on.
He still does it.
But when you blitz
him. He does it at the critical time.
You can't blitz Jordan Love because he just carves it up every time.
Because I'm not giving him a respect burger for beating us. Also, I'll
say it here.
Jordan Love, that drive after the Bears had tied the game, coming down and scoring, was a fantastic job. That's the Jordan Love. If he's that dude. You know, they can go to the Super Bowl and maybe even win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
That's the thing about it is, and I was wondering, once it got tight there, if you'd see Jordan Love make another mistake with an interception he did not. And that's what they deserve the respect burger for. Like Jordan Love's performance down the stretch and when his team needed it after the Bears had rallied and tied the game. That touchdown drive was fantastic.
Yep.
And if I'm a Green Bay fan, I want to believe in that and I want to hold on to it. I want to grab it. Especially after I've had it, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. That was franchise QB right there.
Yep.
That said, the Bears had no business being on the field with them. They're all in. They went out and got Micah Parsons, and the Bears ran the ball on them in a way, not to the degree that they did on Philly, but still to a point where Green Bay didn't have any answers for it. And if you're looking the way that roster's constructed, the fact that they already have paid Jordan Love, they're all in. This is their format to win a Super Bowl. And so for the Bears to be in that close a game, it came down to Caleb Williams missing a throw. Frankly, should have hit DJ Moore. You could have tied it. We'll see what happens from there. I'm just saying the Bears shouldn't be this close.
Yep.
And so I'm not doing moral victories. Y'all know I ain't that guy. But I felt better after a loss about that game than I have, Frank, because what you saw was a formula that was working. The Bears' ground game, which is number one in the league, was working. Defense, John, look at the Bears statistically. While they're number one in takeaways, they're one of the worst defenses in the NFL in terms of giving up yards. So the fact that you only gave up 28 points when you're, I think you give up 26 on average, really not much different than what we've seen. Bears can go spend money on defense this offseason. Green Bay's all in, and that was a close game.
Yes.
So what I would say is Green Bay, good job, tip of the cap. You're supposed to do that. And if I'm a Green Bay fan, Bears look like serious. There'll be an issue the next couple of years is what I'd be saying. But
absolutely.
Green Bay needs to go, go, go. I mean, this thing's wide open, the NFC. You, the Rams, you know, I guess Detroit until we – you know, finally, you know, until somebody puts a dagger in them, but and maybe I'm leaving somebody out, but Green Bay, this should be, they're all in. So they needed to win that game, and I thought Caleb Williams was, you know, frankly, he's what cost you a chance to win it there at the end with a bad decision. There were some options on that play.
Yes, By the way, just my team was not involved in the game of the decade, but we are, as of Monday, December the 8th, your new favorite to have the number one overall pick.
Well, that's a development.
And it's probably going to be spent on Fernando Mendoza. Yeah. The guy that I said I don't want as the face of my franchise.
Why?
Well, that was...
Why'd you make that decision?
That was 2 months ago, in fairness. Huh. But...
he played Sand straight up yesterday.
You know,
Or 2 days ago, whatever it was.
He looked good.
He's going against a Heisman guy. I mean, right? Good. I mean, I thought he performed well in a defensive battle.
Yeah, he did.
That's a good Ohio State defense, bro.
No, you're right. Let me take it.
That's the one thing that I know is good out there.
Yeah, he had one mistake. Was it a screen play, right, where he threw the pick? But that was it. He's a gamer.
They're undefeated. That dude looks like a leader.
Yep.
You might be getting something good. I'm not doubling down on, but I don't. There shouldn't be a case to, you know.
I'm open to it.
I don't think that's super strong against him.
I'm open to it. He's gotten better every year he's been in college.
Man,
he went from 14 touchdowns to 10 picks in 2023 at Cal, then 16 touchdowns to 4 picks the second year, and now he's gone 33 touchdowns to 6 picks. So he's getting better every
year.
Great
year, dude.
I mean, Cignetti obviously is probably an NFL developer in that way with his offense. Like, you're going to play well there.
And there's what Arch did, and I know it was the first game against them, and there's what Mendoza was able to do against them.
You're right.
You know?
I'm
pretty
open
impressive
to it.
Against that defense that's got some NFL players on it. Probably a bunch of them.
He looks like, honestly, he has the composure and the poise of an NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think he'll rally guys.
But I wouldn't let Pete Carroll coach him. I'll just be honest with you. I don't think he's going to put together a good plan around a guy that you need to, obviously, you know, take it to the next level.
Yes. And there's just something that
y'all
feels...
going to move off Pete after 1 year, though?
Oh, yeah. And we're going to move off Geno.
Well, you should.
The whole
Let's
experiment.
See if you do it.
But there's just something. It feels right for the Raiders quarterback, like the Mendoza, to be the Raiders quarterback. It just feels right to me. You know what I mean? Huh. So I'm open to that possibility.
Yeah, I'll be rooting for that for you.
Anyway, that was your NFL update for the week.
Shout out just because I got it wrong. There's a lot of Steelers fans in this town. I thought Baltimore was going to run y'all down, walk y'all down, pass in the division. You guys said no. Y'all said no. Now, I do think Lamar is injured. Something's not right about him. But that DK Metcalf out there shining yesterday.
Yep.
I did not see this coming. Shout out to Pittsburgh because I thought Baltimore was going to come back and win that division. Clearly, they are not.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a tough loss for them.
Still, I don't trust Pittsburgh. But
agreed. Yeah. They may make it. They may make it after all. All right, we'll come back. I respect Burgers and Jeff Coggins at 125. Stick around. J&J, 93.5 ESPN. Lifetime Moving has changed the movement in the city of Memphis. Because when you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life. They get that at Black Tie Moving. So if you're going to be moving, make sure you get on the schedule. 316-6196 is the phone number. Black Tie is the best. Ask me. Ask Jeff Coggins. The best in town. But you got to call, get on the schedule. 316-6196. They're going to stay on budget. They're going to show up on time. It's Black Tie Moving. They're changing moving the city of Memphis.
Usually on Mondays, I pull out a big green egg after the big sports weekend, pat out some burgers, start getting them ready for the grill, throw them on, season them up. We season these differently, though, than I used to do those at the Memphis Country Club. Season these with respect in a world full of disrespect. Let's do respect burgers. First group of burgers going to Indiana. We've talked about them. So impressive. The burgers go to Fernando Mendoza, John's future Raiders quarterback, Kurt Cignetti. You can Google him if you don't know who he is by now. Let me tell you what, this dude is special, 13-0 now. And then you got to give a respect burger to the dogs on that Indiana defense. You know, we talk a lot about Mendoza and where he might get drafted. A lot of the talk this season about Indiana has been about their offense, but you know, to hold Ohio State to 10 points in that 13-10 win and in the process lock up the number one seed in the college football playoff, really, really impressive job by that Indiana defense. Snapped a 30-game losing streak against the Buckeyes that stretched to 1988 and finishing them off 13-0 in the championship game. Ended major college football's longest winning streak at 16. That was Ohio State's and moved obviously to the a number one ranking, number one seed, everything else. We mentioned Ohio State weirdly hasn't won the conference crown since 2020, lost to Michigan last year. I thought they were the best team in college football, even with Indiana's great season at that point, 12-0, just because, again, it's one of the most expensive rosters. I watch it every week and see NFL talent on both sides of the ball. And so Fernando Mendoza, who, you know, listen, you know, Saiyan is the guy coming into the game probably getting
the majority of the love. I don't know, John, what the betting odds had been, but wasn't saying the guy in terms of the Heisman. A lot of folks have talked about more so.
Top three.
Mendoza played him straight up, went 21 of 29 for 258 yards, did have the one interception. I'm flipping that. That's Sands' line, 21 of 29 for 258. Mendoza's was 15 of 23 for 222, one TD and one interception. Basically, straight up there. And then the Indiana defense was the difference in that one. But to come in and play like that back to Mendoza after you were injured, I don't know if you saw that, John, the first play of the game, gutted it through, played through that. Pretty impressive. And then on that defensive side, we've already mentioned it, you hold Ohio State to just 58 rushing yards. What does that say, about the game plan, quite frankly? Brian Hartline's game plan, the OC there who's now headed to South Florida, or whatever Ohio State's game plan was, to only get 322 yards against that Indiana team. I was disappointed, but you have to give the majority of the credit to Indiana. Again, your number one seed in the college football playoff. Moving on, and this team, we're going to have to continue to talk about it because they may not just break Golden State's record for best regular season record in NBA history. They may shatter it. The Thunder improved to 23-1 last night. I know it was against the Jazz at one of the, you're talking about dregs of the league, but beat them by 30, 15th straight win, and there was no SGA out there. That's the other reason why this win was noteworthy. They got it done, and you'd probably expect them to on most nights, but frankly, without even much effort with Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, both of them had 25. Remember, Jalen Williams is back after missing a big portion of the start of this season. And, guys like Brendan Carlson coming off the bench for 13. We've talked about this. Aaron Wiggins, 19. They are so deep. And we're about to look. I mean, shot 58% from the field. It's like they didn't miss a beat even with SGA out. And this is something they've been doing all season. Again, as evidenced by the just one loss this year. And if you now look at them, their points per game compared to the 95-96 Bulls, 15-16 Warriors. Of course, the Warriors are the record holders at, 73-9. I mean, they're outscoring those teams by 7 points per game. I know the league has changed. You've gone to more three-point shooting. But this team's also, and I quizzed John on it before we started Respect Burgers, number one defensively in the league. And so I think they're going to – they're not just going to break the record. They're going to shatter it.
Yep.
Again, SGA missed his first game of the season, I believe, with bursitis, something that's not thought to – is going to keep him out for a long time. But just how efficient they are with having had key pieces out for portions of the season, Jalen Williams would be one of the biggest ones, continues to be something we're probably not talking enough about. John, we may need to just go ahead and pencil them in to the finals and winning a second straight if the regular season efficiency is any sign. Now, to bring it back home, I want to go ahead, and especially with all the criticism he was getting with where we thought this team was after, frankly, where they were. It wasn't where they thought. Even the head coach was questioning. Tuomas Iisalo, we talked a little bit about this in the second hour. I think you have to give him a lot of credit for just what he's been through and where he has the team right now. I am not crowning Iisalo at this point. I'm not even saying I know that this, you know, this offense and his system is going to work in terms of, you know, getting you to the next level. But Grizz have won 7 of 9 without Ja, by the way. Majority of those, yes, have come against some of the league's worst teams. But as I put it, I think he's found the floor for this team and his footing on it. And I would say that, remember, it was 131-95 that loss to Boston where he was questioning the effort of the entire roster. And since then, and it coincides with Zach Edey's return, this has been a much improved team. You've seen it by the wins, the 7 of 9. But remember, even in those Cleveland and San Antonio games to finish that road trip that you ended up not getting a win on, you played them well into the fourth quarter of both of those games. That coincided with Zach Edey. Also, since Zach Edey's been back, we've said it. Guys like Cam Spencer, Vince Williams, they've stepped up into more defined roles. Jalen Wells has refound his shooting touch. KCP has accepted in a role off the bench, frankly, because it was the best thing for him with the way he was shooting to start the year. Oh, by the way, you're dealing with your star player. And Ja Morant, when you tried to hold him accountable in that Lakers game, he blew up on you, and he's been out due to injury, and you haven't really found the offensive footing yet, much less his defensive identity with Jaren Jackson Jr. And after losing 8 of 9 to start November, you've now, if you beat Utah on Friday, won 8 of 10. That's a lot of things to throw, particularly the two stars part, not really being on the same page yet, to throw at a first-year head coach. And for the most part, I think Iisalo's done a pretty good job managing it. Now, we can get into the details of the rotation, the pulling of guys, and sort of his system and whether it works. But for a guy that was trying to find his footing, I think he has.
Yep.
For now, now his next challenge is getting Ja worked back into it as seamlessly as possible and keeping these guys still in their roles defined and sort of meshing those two things and obviously getting Jaren on the same page offensively, because I believe what's affecting Jaren's defensive effort and why he's not dominating now with Zach Edey back in there on the defensive side is all it's rooted in his offense and where he is mentally with whether or not he fits into this Eastlow offense. We mentioned, what was the last night? 6 points. And so that seems like if you get the offensive side a little bit more figured out, maybe we'll see the Jaren that we recognize on that defensive end. Did have two blocks last night, but the blocks are a season low. John just confirmed it again for us this morning. Season low, a career low for him. But Eastlow, again, handed this thing at one point. It looks like it's fallen through your fingers. You know, is he in above his head? Are these guys even buying into him? With his two stars, in a lot of ways, not on the same page. He's found the floor, and he's found his footing on it. So a credit to him as well. And then finally, I got to do this. My man Howie over Robert Irvin Jewelers.
Shout out, man.
Yeah. I didn't intend to make this a spot, but I've got nothing but respect. John had kind of hinted at it on Friday. Had to go see Howie. Wife celebrated a birthday. Got the gift on Friday. Gave it to her on Saturday night. She absolutely loved it at dinner. Got home Saturday night. We were having problems with the clasp. A little bit of clasp issue, right? Trying to fold it over. I'm saying, baby, I got to get this fixed or whatever. Couldn't get it done for her. I didn't know if I wouldn't put it on correctly or if it had just a little bit of a glitch to it. It seemed like it wasn't open enough. And so I mentioned it. Faith was going to go to the store today after work and go see if she could get it fixed. Howie took a new replacement for her to work this morning. And again, I said, dude, she's coming to the shop, coming to the Perkins Extended shop after the show. You don't have to do that. He said, no, I insist. I'm going to drive it. When's her break? I'm going to drive it up there to her. So my wife is happy again. And man, you talk about service. So again,
man.
Make spots. This one's super personal, no question about it. And I've told you all my love interactions with Howie have been. But that's going above and beyond. That's why this guy been doing it 40 plus years and doing it so well. It's because you get special things like this included, you know, the service itself that you don't necessarily get anywhere else. So a respect bird to my man Howie over at Robert Amen. Irwin Jeweler. That family certainly knows what they're doing. And for him to go out of his way to my wife, he drove it to my wife's job. You know, that's special. I appreciate him. Respect
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, yeah. We're going to come back. We'll talk to Jeff Calkins, get his thoughts on the Memphis football hire. He wrote a column about the hire this morning at dailymemphian.com. We'll get his thoughts and more on the other side. J&J, 90 China FM, ESPN. Jeff Calkins is the columnist over at the Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show right here on 92.9. I just saw your post on IG with my friends at Black Tie. You're pretty good at the old ad read, I gotta say. Or maybe that was more from the heart, Jeff. I don't want to say it was an ad. It felt genuine.
Well, I have two things to say. First of all, I've totally blown this. You know how I told you that I'm surprised every Monday at 1:20 when Brad calls? Like, for some reason, it's not on my – I never put it on my schedule, and I'm always surprised. Well, I'm about to walk into a doctor's appointment. I just totally forgot about it.
Oh, that's fine.
I think I should probably get out of radio. So give me – I'll talk to you for 3 minutes, but then I have to abandon you. I don't know what the hell I was doing.
No, it's okay. Listen,
it's okay.
I have to apologize, but I do want to tell you that I – well, I don't know what I was thinking. I also had a car accident Friday. Well, I literally just backed into a dude.
Yes.
Like I'm
Should
I'm
you be in
my
concussion
mind.
Protocol right now?
I think I should be in concussion. Like I literally – I was – I just put my car in reverse. It was parked at sort of an angle off of a street over a place in Midtown called the Evergreen Grill. Yep. And I just put my car in reverse and I went backward and bam, I'm like, Clem, what did I hit? Like, I thought I was backing up kind of in a parking lot, but no, there was a guy right behind me just sailing by. I just hit him in the door. And now I've totally forgotten that I have a radio thing. I should be in concussion protocol.
Yep. Well, but there's a lot. You have a lot going on. You're also getting older, you know, I mean,
and you're moving
clearly,
yeah.
But then I, Black Tie Moving, So you guys, do you do spots for him? Do you do spots?
I do. Proudly do spots for him. And
he doesn't listen anymore.
I've used them twice, and if I ever need to again, I'll use them a third.
They were great.
You worry
when you're moving. You worry, like, are they going to break your stuff? You know, like, right. Is it all going to be there? And honestly, like, moving is still hell, but not because of them, just because of stuff that you want to move yourself.
It's a stressful
experience.
You've
got to open the boxes.
Yep.
It's terrible. But their part was, like, they didn't break anything. And in addition to all of that, they were nice. You know, honestly, they were really nice. It was, they asked me to do an endorsement, but I was totally happy to do an endorsement. And I think this DO jacket looks good, don't you think? There, don't you think, with the read?
I think
it wasn't even a read. They just asked me to talk.
And that's what you're so good at this. You amaze me every day. And here's what we'll do. We'll let you off the hook today, but you will pay this hit.
Give me another day.
You will pay this hit.
Give me a chance. No, I want a chance to get back. I want a chance to get. Can I give me a chance to make it up to you?
We'll savor everybody
later this week.
We're gonna absolutely do that.
We got a million things to talk about today. Anyway,
DEI hire for one.
It's just stupid. Let me just say 2 seconds about that. That anyone would literally, I don't know if Charles Huff is going to be good or not, but the notion that anyone, the idea of like a guess with a DEI is that unqualified people get an advantage because of what, this is literally, he has, and again, Jason said that last week he was talking about the resume, and I've written a column about the, like literally, if you want to check off every qualification you would want, you know, for a coach, he has it. Like, you would like him to be Nick Saban, I guess. That would be better, you know. But he's a deeply experienced assistant who's worked with incredibly impressive coaches, who is a killer as a recruiter, and has won at two different places. Like, head coach. Literally, in terms of qualifications, they have never, not since Rex Dockery, have they hired a more, on paper, qualified coach. Now, we'll see how it works out, but that was the stupidest, most ignorant comment that I saw all weekend. It kind of ticked me off. Anyway, I apologize. I'll make this up another day this week.
All right. Hope everything is good, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
See you, Matt.
Yep. It's important to go to the doctor, right? We, as men, we just don't do it enough. We're scared. We're afraid. So I'm glad that Jeff is getting what I would guess to be a routine checkup. We do have a little bit of news on the Memphis football front. We don't know exactly what the position is, but Adam Rittenberg has reported of ESPN, has reported that Southern Miss defensive coordinator Jason Seymour is set to join Charles Huff here at Memphis. Seymour has been Huff's defensive coordinator at both Marshall and Southern Miss, so it would stand to reason that he will keep that job at Memphis.
Okay.
I don't know anything about him, obviously. Like,
this is what happens, just like Kramsey's going, in many ways, like Kramsey's going with Silverfield to Arkansas. I expected this to happen. I'll be interested in the players that come as well. There's supposed to be a linebacker over there that's hopefully coming and is an absolute stud. So whether it's coaches, whether it's players, I expect much of it come this way.
So in that year that the Thundering Herd won the Sun Belt, which was that 10-3 year, the Marshall defense was 11th nationally in third down conversions allowed. They were 22nd nationally in sacks, 26th in tackles for loss, and 34 in turnovers. So, I mean, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, Hankins wasn't that. He was, what'd you say, this in the 70s by the end of it?
Yeah. Last I checked, it was back down in the 70s. The highest point was a 50. It was 50 earlier this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would expect, Blake Anderson was there as the OC. And I think, is that the Arkansas State coach?
71, he finished there.
Blake Anderson is the former Arkansas. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, bring him. That's a former head coach as an OC. He's the interim right now for Southern Miss.
Yeah, I'm thinking he might want that job, and he's going to stay.
Oh, that's interesting.
And because he's been a head coach, I'm not sure I want him here with me on this one.
Interesting.
Especially if he can get the job there at Southern Miss. And why wouldn't he? He's led a program before. They've obviously brought him back into the fold.
Yeah, they probably will.
Maybe he's a good candidate for
them. They probably will.
It's better than your usual interim right there. He's been a head coach, obviously.
And to be honest with you, I mean, he's 74-54 as a head coach.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, he's I don't think Southern Miss could do better. I'd be shocked if they could.
Mm-hmm.
He went to 3 bowl games at Utah State. I mean, in his 3 years there, that's not an easy job. Tied for first in the Mountain West in his first season there. So you're right. He'll probably just end up getting the promotion at
that's my guess
at Southern Miss. I'm not
now you. I looked up. I mean, I don't know what he's got, but Southern Miss defensive this year 102 SP plus.
Yep.
Not great.
Yep.
Not great at all.
Yeah.
So that's why I said need to read more on. But you did go back. He's been there since Marshall. They've had some good defenses, but
yep.
This isn't something you could just chalk up to injury at 102. There's some issues
right
there. Obviously needs to be better. We said Hankins wasn't good enough. He finished 71st this year, John.
Yep.
At SP plus in defense, and that wasn't good enough. So obviously it'll have to be better than 102, which was this year for Southern Miss.
Maybe Hankins can hang around as like a defensive line coach or a linebackers coach, but.
I figured he'd be trying to get on as a get back to positions or something with Sylvie if you can
maybe
still
there,
get to the SEC,
yeah.
Right? If you can still go up and sort of failing, but you'll go, you know, you take a positions job. I don't know.
Yeah, because they hired Roberts already as
probably.
DC up there.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, position coach.
He'd be a position coach on that Roberts led defense now.
Right.
That's a good hire for Sylvie on the defensive side, I thought.
Ron Roberts?
Yeah. Don't you? He's respected, at least.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, SEC guy, right?
You couldn't bring Jordan Hankins in there and give him the job. You can do that with Cramsey, but
no.
I thought it was solid. He's got the money to do it now, Silverfield does. But
yeah.
I thought it was pretty solid hire.
Yeah.
Defense is all they've been talking about, having to improve on that side. Obviously, the offense wasn't the issue this year.
Right. Now that Cramsey is officially out, are you okay? I know that Tim Cramsey, you are Tim Cramsey guy, and you know, no spot for him here, unfortunately.
Just fine. Cramsey wasn't one of my top three guys for the job. Wasn't ever a guy I mentioned seriously for the job, and he's probably doing the smart thing, going with Ryan there. If you can continue your success, how good you've been, top 20 in SP plus the last couple of years offensively at Memphis. If you can do that at Arkansas, going and getting yourself a job from there. Probably a lot easier to do.
For sure.
So good move for him.
And then just as we speak, Pete Thamel has added that Dominique Bowman, who is the defensive backs coach at Southern Miss, is also coming to Memphis. He's been at Arkansas, Marshall, and Temple. So makes sense. I mean, I would assume you'd bring most of your staff for the Again, we'll see on the OC. Maybe that's the hire he has to make, but all the position guys, I would assume he brings.
Just saying, hopefully those guys are good enough. The numbers this year were not impressive defensively. Hopefully they're good enough in that you didn't need an upgrade in terms of defensive coaching.
Yeah.
102 this year is not, I mean, that's nasty.
It is.
What was the deal down the stretch last three games? The quarterback got hurt or something like that? You know, I'd hope that there will be significant strides defensively, and there are a lot of reasons why they dropped to 102 this year.
Uh-huh.
Plus defense, measure of efficiency.
Yep. Yep. But the staff's coming together. And by the way, Dominique Bowman is from Memphis, so he's coming back home to where he's from, so that's a pretty cool story there for him. And, I expect most of those position coaches, like we could go look at the staff. You know, at Southern Miss, and we can pretty much assume, like, we don't know necessarily on the offensive coordinator yet, but I'd assume he brings Joe Bolden special teams. I'd assume he brings Aaron Dobson wide receivers. You know, the O-line coach, I would imagine, stays the same. So.
Next thing for them is the staff's all probably going to be relatively easy for him. See if you can keep A.J. Hill out of the transfer portal.
Yeah.
See if it's gotten A.J. Hill to hold up for the coaching hire. You've already lost Arrington Maiden. A.J. Hill obviously was great high school quarterback, you know, highly rated, what I'm sure has a lot of interest.
Yep.
And so, you know, that would be one of the key. Yeah, my staff and everything, I'm familiar with a lot of those guys I'm going to bring. That would be one of my priorities, hitting the ground running. The guy who who hasn't jumped in the transfer portal yet, getting to that conversation and seeing what it's going to take to keep him. Because then you know, you heading that quarterback spot settled, which is one of the things we thought Mac had over Huff. That'd go a long way towards quick success, I think, if you could lock up AJ Hill, or at least just keep him from going, you know, at least keep him from in the getting in the portal, see if it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely worth keeping on the roster. You know, you can't necessarily guarantee a starting spot, but going into camp with a battle is not the worst thing in the world. You know, and if he wins it, he wins it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Like there was a quarterback that entered the portal over the weekend from Old Dominion, I think, that Memphis is linked to, and he put up some big time numbers last year. I can't remember the kid's name, Collins, I want to say. Colton Joseph is the kid's name. Had 2,600 yards, 21 touchdowns, 10 picks, and I think he also had some rushing touchdowns as well. Yeah, he had 13 rushing touchdowns, and I think Memphis is linked to him. So
I like that.
You know, that's a lot of touchdowns there.
I like the duality too. After having Brendan Lewis this year, I just having a quarterback that can put those yards each up. Just give defensive coordinators fits because they can run the ball. Just junks the whole game plan.
Yeah,
you know.
But I imagine a guy like that with, you know, 32 touchdowns, he's going to be highly coveted.
No, I'd be good for if I'm losing AJ Hill, I definitely want some experience and somebody that's put some numbers up. It sounds like a good candidate.
Yep. But there's going to be a lot of guys out there, I think, that, you know, Memphis could get involved with. So we shall see. But he's in the Sun Belt, you know, and so you would think, you know, Huff's got the familiarity with it. I mean, that's the thing about the Sun Belt. Somebody got players. I mean, they got some dudes in that league. You know, that's why it's winning it is like it is. It's just more impressive than winning Conference USA, which, by the way, we didn't really talk about it. I mean, that was a great win for Jerry Mack, like just for his own personal, you know. Seems like he's not going to get a job this cycle just as a result, you know. I guess it just didn't come to fruition for him. But obviously that guy is a damn good coach. And
you had your name all in the coaching cycle this year. So,
that's right.
You know, do it again in Kennesaw State. And
Bring a Mari Odom back somehow. That's the part that's probably going to be tough for him.
Right.
You know?
Everybody saw how good he was, not just John Martin.
He was fantastic at the end of that drive, you know, or at the end of that game with that last drive to go up for the win. So, you know, I think Jerry Mack's going to end up being just fine. Just not going to work out at Memphis, and that's okay. There's lots of other jobs out there. All right, we'll come back, wrap this thing up here on a Monday now that the coaching hire is behind us. J&J, 90.9 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Robert Irwin Jewelers, you heard Jason talking about it. Get over there and get that customer service. I don't know if you're going to get the personal drive up to the job customer service, but you'll get the absolute best in store. I could guarantee that. And they got it all for the holidays. They got tennis bracelets. They got diamond necklaces. all kinds of different handcrafted and engagement rings in the best, unique, and the trendiest style that she's going to love. But you got to stop by. Still time. Get on over there and go see our man, Howie, at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Howie's going to do everything that he has to do, and that comes down to the service. Whatever, what he wants is your happiness. So whatever's going to make get you that perfect version of happiness, he's willing to do it. Maybe it's a diamond tennis bracelet right now for just $1,199, $1,199, limited time only. 3-carat lab-grown diamond tennis bracelet. It's absolutely beautiful. You can also dazzle her with a diamond necklace as low as $3,999. Like I said, Howie's been doing this for a long time, and there's a very clear reason why. It's because he knows that when it comes to jewelry buying, we don't know much, and we just don't want to break the bank. And so when you get a very special experience and you're not breaking the bank, in fact, it's going to be one of the best deals you've ever made, that's why you're going to keep going back to see him. He's going to become your jeweler for life. 12 months interest-free financing or take up to 60 months to pay, and they are open Sundays through Christmas, so take advantage. Visit any of their 3 local locations or online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Again, online, rijewelers.com.
By the way, it was official, but the Colts have announced officially that Daniel Jones is out for the season, which is really a bad break for him because, I mean, he's a free agent after this year, right? I mean, and you're coming off of a pretty devastating injury. I know.
That's why he slammed the helmet down. He knew it wasn't just this season. It was his future that is now in jeopardy.
I mean, you know, he probably shouldn't have been out there. He already had a broken leg.
Well, I know. He was toughing through it.
I mean, I think that's the part of it that's...
I said he was compensating for the broken leg.
Yeah. Tough one. Colts are finished. There's no question about that. They don't even have Anthony Richardson healthy right now. It's Riley Leonard time. So, I mean, that we just know what that's going to be. Colts are down to a 51% chance to make the playoffs. I would say that's still way too high. I know they do have a run game, you know, so that could help a little bit, but it's not going to be enough to save them, unfortunately.
You don't think they'll talk themselves into giving Danny the money?
They might. I mean, obviously it's going to depend on...
Because they won't have a good enough spot in the draft to go get somebody. They're probably thinking Anthony Richardson is what he is.
Yep.
And maybe you go get a little insurance, but you give him a deal that incentive-laden, it's not breaking the bank because he's hurt, and you don't know, right, coming back from injury. But I don't know. Maybe they've probably seen enough, my guess, that they give him a little something, give him a short deal, or at least offer him a shorter deal.
Well, he will have suitors, right, because even Minnesota has to make a decision on J.J. It's like, are we really going to go into another season with – I mean, I know he had a good game yesterday, finally, but, I mean, that's
not – But they would have to wait. They would have to wait. Minnesota would have to wait on him to come through the injury, which, what, could be a year?
I think they said he would be ready for the start of next year. Yeah, that was the timeline, 9 months. So
good luck on that.
Yeah, because you know the killer. You recover quicker now apparently.
Danny Jones coming back. Daniel Jones coming back from an Achilles injury. Think he can get back to the same in 9 months?
I don't know.
How old is he? Late 20s.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Unkunka.
I don't know. I mean,
it's not Aaron Rodgers trying to come back, but it's still. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I'd bank on it.
They don't. It seems like they don't have a good option. Whether it's, even the Colts don't have a good option with Daniel Jones. I mean, all of it's bad, really. So you had that go on over the weekend. The Ravens saw their playoff odds go from 61% to 29% after that loss. Tomlin's good for one of these. It feels like, once a year, maybe twice a year, go into Baltimore. And now basically they switched, right? So the Steelers' playoff odds went from 32.5 to 68.6. So they're now the favorites to win the division. We'll see if they do it. But big win for them. And, I mean, how disappointing is this for the Ravens, man? I know Lamar's been hurt, but they were priced as the favorite in this division, and they are not going to do
it. Well, their defense let them down, too. You wonder if Harbaugh might be, you suppose, with his resume, if he would be the one that determines his end in Baltimore, but maybe not. Just because it's not, as you said, it's not just Lamar Jackson not looking like himself. That defense doesn't look like anything like you're used to seeing it. If you can let DK Metcalf at this stage, and really as Pittsburgh's only real downfield threat,
yep.
And love, again, with all due respect to Calvin Austin, they don't have a real two. I feel like Calvin's best suited for three. It'd be a great three. Right now they don't, and you couldn't contain DK Metcalf when he's the lone weapon that they've got.
That's a bad sign.
Yes, it is.
For where Baltimore is right now. Again, not just offensive issues, but their issues defensively. They have not looked good.
Texans go from 54% to make the playoffs to 82% to make the playoffs. Chiefs go from 40.4 to 14.2.
Yeah, that pretty much did it right there.
Yeah, they're going to need a lot of help. They're going to need the Chargers to lose a bunch of games. They're going to need the Texans. And the Texans are just not because, I mean, look who they play. They play the Cardinals at home next week. Then they play the Raiders at home the week after that. They're going to get the 10 wins.
Yes.
I mean, just off the rip. And then they have the tiebreaker over you. So I think 14% is even high. I know you have to say there's a chance.
Nah, they're done.
But effectively.
Last night was it. That's why they came out beating their chests. And they know it. I think they knew it at the end of that game that season's over. Andy Reid knew it.
I mean, yeah.
They know that season's over.
Arrowhead at night, game they have to win. How many of those have they lost over the years? Not many. And they did last night as 5-point favorites. I mean, Mahomes is like, I think he had 11 straight passes, 10 or 11 straight passes that were incomplete or intercepted. It was like the worst you've ever seen him play.
I just want their unwillingness to really buy into, and I'm not going to call it arrogance because Andy Reid has won. He's been 3 straight Super Bowls, all that stuff. I mean, they won't commit to a real running game. And so what it does is leave you with Patrick out there trying to do everything.
Yep.
It also, if 3 and outs, because, hey, 3 straight completions, you're out of there. There's, you know, between Pacheco and Hunt, when they've looked their best, it was Hunt going over 100 yards.
Yep.
Like the more traditional
yep.
sort of approach to offensive game planning now. And Andy Reid just gets so pass-oriented, I can beat him throwing 10 straight passes, whatever else. It puts so much pressure on Patrick. And we said it last week, John, that defense is not same in terms of getting off the field on third down.
Right.
While they'll get some spurts back, can put together a blitz, still Chris Jones will get up. They're not nearly as consistent at it as they've been the last 3 years when they were one of the best getting off the field on third down.
Yep.
So they got problems across the board because I just wonder if Andy's getting kind of long in the tooth and maybe a little arrogant in terms of
– yeah.
Why would I commit to having to balance out when my way's worked? I can run it when I want to.
Yep.
Just don't – putting all that pressure on Patrick, man, to do it all the time.
I think that's the story of the Chiefs.
You put the ball back in the offensive hands, you know. You got to control the ball sometimes. And you rarely see them have those long drives that eat up clock and control possession. That's the way you win when you get cold. You know, they've been able to win their own way. I'm not trying to say the dynasty's over. They could be right back next year, be fired up and go out and make some changes, but – I don't know, man. Andy always puts it on Pat.
Yep.
Where's your run game, dude?
Well, he was let down last night by Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice. I mean, Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce both dropped Pat. Kelce dropped one that was picked.
Well, he's done that several times this year, but we've written him off in the rest of the season before, and he's come alive in the playoffs. But does he not look like a dude who's at the end?
It's over. He can't wait to retire.
He can't have too many more.
He can't
wait to
retire.
A dude who didn't want to be out there last night.
Yeah, it's 100% over for Travis Kelce.
I don't think he wants to get hit by that Houston defense who was hungry and young. I don't think he wants that type of juice anymore.
Yeah, and look, he's been in the league for a long time.
Why would he? He's won a lot, yeah.
Yeah,
you can't keep coming
back.
He's
got a wedding to prepare for.
Every year these guys keep getting bigger and stronger, come knock you down. And what, are you going to keep coming back and answering? I mean, you just got Taylor now.
Yep. This is his last year. They're not going to make the playoffs, and I think that's going
to be
it.
It'd be a good time to call it quits. I just want to pride.
He's 36.
To walk out like this on this season, you know, everybody'd say, oh, man, Taylor got you. I just wonder if his pride will allow him to. I'm with you that
37
I believe it
year.
Is time.
Ooh, yeah, because, like, even if you play.
But Pat will tell him, come on back, right? Mahomes will. This is his trusted dude. This is his safety valve.
Maybe. I don't know. He might not after the way that Travis Kelce has played this year.
He shouldn't. I'm with you. Should go ahead and
let that one ride off,
call him a Hall of Fame career.
It's been a good run. That's going to do it for us today. I guess I can say thanks to Jeff Calkins.
Yeah, he did enough.
I'll thank him again later in the week. Jeffrey and company are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.